Greetings and hello. It's June 1st and it's Pastor Bob. And today we begin our journey through the book of Acts, the story, really the history of the first church. This is probably the one book in the New Testament that reads more like history than almost all the others. It's the history of the group of disciples forming that first community of faith after Jesus has ascended to heaven and poured out the Holy Spirit upon them. Amen. And that's all part of the story. So each day we're going to have about a 10-minute give or take reading from the book of Acts. We'll go through the book sequentially, not knowing where we'll end until the time comes, but we'll know where we begin. And today we'll begin with chapter 1. And verse 1. Just a couple notes about the book of Acts to get us started. We intentionally do not make this into a Bible commentary where we, you know, navel gaze every word that's said or quote that's said or reference to another book. We just read the book. But a couple things to know. The book is written by Luke, the same author of the Gospel of Luke. And Luke was a disciple of Jesus, not one of the 12, but more likely one of the 70, right? When Jesus sends out the 70, who have basically the same charge as the 12. They just don't get the same limelight, shall we say, as the 12 do. But Luke was around Jesus. In fact, Luke was a partner of the Apostle Paul. And you may notice in this book how much we hear about Paul. So Luke was with Paul, especially in Rome at the end, and certainly feels qualified to write this one history of the first church that we have in the New Testament. The book of Acts is basically known as the Acts of the Apostles. This is a book which tells us about what the apostles did after the Holy Spirit was received. In other words, how do we become what Jesus wants us to become when Jesus is not physically here but has left us the Holy Spirit? How does that work? So that's some of what we'll hear. It's a fascinating book. It's 28 chapters. Just wanted to warn you. Yeah, that was a sip of tea. Did you notice that? Not going to make a big deal about it. But that's good. All right. Let us begin. The book of Acts, chapter 1. Dear Theophilus, in my first book, I told you about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he ascended to heaven, after giving his chosen apostles further instructions from the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after his crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles from time to time and proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. On these occasions, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. In one of these meetings, as he was eating a meal with them, he told them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you what he promised. Remember, I have told you about this before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." When the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, are you going to free Israel now and restore our kingdom?" "The Father sets those dates," he replied, "and they are not for you to know. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power and will tell people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." It was not long after he said this, that he was taken up into the sky while they were watching, and he disappeared into a cloud. As they were straining their eyes to see him, two white-robed men suddenly stood there among them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring at the sky? Jesus has been taken away from you into heaven, and someday, just as you saw him go, he will return." The apostles were at the Mount of Olives when this happened, so they walked the half mile back to Jerusalem. Then they went to the upstairs room of the house where they were staying. Here is a list of those who were present: Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all met together continually for prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. During this time, on a day when about 120 believers were present, Peter stood up. Peter stood up and addressed them as follows: "Brothers, it was necessary for the scriptures to be fulfilled concerning Judas, who guided the temple police to arrest Jesus. This was predicted long ago by the Holy Spirit, speaking through King David. Judas was one of us, chosen to share in the ministry with us." Now, in parentheses, we get verses 18 and 19. "Judas bought a field with the money he received for his treachery, and falling there, he burst open, spilling out his intestines. The news of his death spread rapidly among all the people of Jerusalem, and they gave the place the Aramaic name Akeldama, which means field of blood." Peter continued. Now we're on verse 20 out of the parentheses. Peter continued, "This was predicted in the book of Psalms, where it says, 'Let his home become desolate, with no one living in it.' And again, 'Let his position be given to someone else.' So now we must choose someone to take Judas's place. It must be someone who has been with us all the time that we were with the Lord Jesus, from the time he was baptized by John until the day he was taken from us into heaven. Whoever is chosen will join us as a witness of Jesus' resurrection." So they nominated two men: Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they all prayed for the right man to be chosen. "O Lord," they said, "you know every heart. Show us which of these men you have chosen as an apostle to replace Judas the traitor in this ministry, for he has deserted us and gone where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and in this way, Matthias was chosen and became an apostle, with the other 11. Amen. And that concludes chapter 1 of the book of Acts. Just like that. Many fascinating things in that first chapter. The end is one of my favorite parts, when the apostles have to choose a new apostle to join them. Notice how they responded to decision-making. They didn't all air their own personal opinions or nominate different people. They nominated two men and asked God to pick. So they prayed to God and asked God to show them. And to show God's will, they cast lots. And in the casting of lots, God's will was revealed. And in this way, Matthias was chosen and became an apostle with the other 11. So again, just another lesson for us to understand that the way we tend to do business in church and make decisions is not the way the apostles did it. They didn't vote or have motions, record names. They let God lead them and prayed and trusted what God showed them. That's a good way to do church, and it's a good way to do life. Amen. Until tomorrow, when we pick up at chapter 2, have a blessed Tuesday and open your heart to receive the Spirit of the living God today. Till then, God be with you.